as a single movement exercise program. In exactly 7 seconds, it exercises each of the body's 656 muscles and places its scientifically determined amount of healthful stress on each of the internal organs. What is the name of this East German-developed fictional exercise? The hint was it was developed by Dr. Hans Geldstalen. The answer, Das Calisthenic. Das Calisthenic.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon. With 90FM News, I'm Sammy Buza. Only a Boston-based company can guarantee that their workers truly have abs of steel. The iRobot company is about to dive into the pool cleaning market, of all things. The company already makes floor cleaning robots for homes and bomb sniffing robots for the military. Spokeswoman Nancy Dussault says the smart pool cleaners can do the job in under 90 minutes. Two different models will be on sale via the web that range between $800 and $1,200. Looks like Oz will have to be more creative to be able to enjoy the company of those hunky cabana pool boys. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, tonight partly cloudy, lows around 50, and tomorrow partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 70. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 19, and question one for Hour 21 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello?
Hi, this is Capital from 90FM. I'm here to do a Trivia Focus. What is your team name?
We really have to pee.
That's interesting. How did you pick that name?
We picked it because most of the people in our group always have to pee.
Well, you registered it a few days ago. Is that still true now?
We really have to pee.
Is that safe?
We really have to pee.
Do you still have to pee right now?
We really have to pee.
Do you have a team mascot? I'm almost afraid to ask.
Our toilet.
Do you have a name for your toilet?
Bob is the name of our toilet, yes.
How long has your team been playing?
We've been playing since yesterday, but we took a break last night.
Was it a potty break?
Yes, it was a big potty break.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
How often we have to pee. Most of us have to pee every 5 minutes. Some of us have to pee every 10 minutes. And some of us just can't leave the bathroom.
How many players are on your team?
There are 8 freshmen on our team.
How long have you been anticipating this year's contest?
Like, forever.
So do you have parents that have done trivia before?
Yeah, we have parents that are doing it, and some of our parents are here.
Have you carried their legacy? Did they have to pee a lot, too?
Yes.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
Most of the history questions.
How is your team doing so far in the contest?
We're not losing, but we're not doing the best.
If your team was a food, what food would you be?
A kiwi, because it's an amazing color.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
We don't give any dumb answers.
If your team was a food, what food would you be?
A kiwi, because it's an amazing color, I guess.
You don't give any dumb answers? Okay. What is the best pickup line you've heard?
Did you just fart? Because you just blew me away.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
Color on their face and make mustaches and stuff.
Do you color a kiwi on their face?
We can color a kiwi on their face.
How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag? Have you heard of DJ Albino?
I have.
Just based on his name, how long do you think it takes him to get a sunburn?
3 hours.
Do you always judge people based on their names?
No. We don't give any dumb answers.
For 90FM Trivia Focus, this is Capito.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 19 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 5 points, Question 2 is worth 20 points, Question 3 is worth 10 points, Question 4 is worth 10 points, Question 5 is worth 25 points, Question 6 is worth 35 points, Question 7 is worth 35 points, and Question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 19 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 5 points, Question 2 is worth 20 points, Question 3 is worth 10 points, Question 4 is worth 10 points, Question 5 is worth 25 points, Question 6 is worth 35 points, Question 7 is worth 35 points, and Question 8 is worth 10 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 19, Question 8 are: In 5th place with 3,435 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 3,470 points is Knights of Neek. In 3rd place with 3,510 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 2nd place with 3,645 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. And in 1st place with 4,200 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Minions of Chaos 5, WTF. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's at 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Minions of Chaos 5, WTF. And now, question one of hour 21. What is the name of the town in which literary character Dan Frontier lives? Again, question one of hour 21. What is the name of the town in which literary character Dan Frontier lives? Good luck.
Trivia 38 and Tom Daniels.
Yeah.
we find ourselves in the middle of question number one of hour 21. What is the name of the town in which literary character Dan Frontier lives? Good luck from us at Trivia.
Yes, I got a new dance, and it goes like this. Bust your butt, bust the name of the dance is a peppermint twist. Would you like it like this? The peppermint twist. Bust your butt, bust the name of the dance.
That's it. We're calling it quits on question numero uno. Hour 21 went like this. What is the name of the town in which literary character Dan Frontier lives? Kettle Creek. Kettle Creek. Moving on to question two of hour 21, Trivia 2007. What is the name of the airport printed on the tire blocks used by Rugged Rudgate at the U-Lock? Once again, question number two of hour 21. What is the name of the airport printed on the tire blocks used by Rugged Rudgate at the U-Lock?
Once I had a pretty girl. Her name, it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her. I think you'll change, but there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound true, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, oh, it's your turn to now that Larry said goodbye to you.
In the middle of question two of hour 21, what is the name of the airport printed on the tire blocks used by Rugged Rudgate at the U-Lock?
There's no denying.
Okay, that's it. Phones down in the back, calling it quits on question number 2 of hour 21. Went like this. What is the name of the airport printed on the tire blocks used by Rugged Rudgate at the U-Lock? Keen is what we're looking for. Moving on to question 3 of hour 21. Now,
Okay, all I wanted to say is that we did take Keene or Keene Airport. And the reason we took just Keene is because the question contained the word airport in it. Okay?
All right. Okay, now, as long as you're here.
Yes.
You know I'm going to need help at the end of this.
Okay, I'll stick around. Go ahead.
Okay. No. This is a singing question.
Yeah.
So we're going to let this go for 3 songs.
Right,
okay.
And then I'll help you.
Okay, you're going to sing.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3 of hour 21. Halo shampoo advertised on television and radio by using a jingle. It was the old jingle about how it glorified your hair. Call in and sing the Halo shampoo jingle. Once again, question 3, Hour 21 Trivia 2007, Halo shampoo advertised on television and radio by using a jingle. It was the old jingle about how it glorified your hair. Call in and sing the Halo shampoo jingle.
Hey.
One. Question 3, hour 21. Halo shampoo advertised on television and radio by using a jingle. It was the old jingle about how it glorified your hair. Call in and sing the Halo shampoo jingle.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine.
like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the roots of what I do are going. There's in love and war, all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. Promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Okay, two-thirds of the way through question number three, hour number 21, Halo Shampoo advertised on television and radio by using a jingle. It was the old jingle about how it glorified your hair. Call in and sing the Halo Shampoo jingle. That's it. Calling her quits. Phones down. Phones down in the back. That's it for question three of hour 21, Trivia 2007. Halo Shampoo advertised on television and radio by using a jingle. It was the old jingle about how it glorified your hair. Call in and sing the Halo Shampoo jingle.
Yes.
I don't know how it went.
You don't know how it went?
I don't remember it.
Come on. Let me see that.
It says Halo, everybody.
No.
Different.
No.
Halo, everybody. No.
You don't remember it? Seriously?
Maybe once you hum a few bars.
Halo, everybody. Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, halo, everybody. Halo. Halo, shampoo. Halo. Remember that?
No.
Okay, well, then I'll see you later.
Moving on. Question number four. Hang tight. We're going to do something else here. Envelope, please. We'll do that later. Okay, moving on. Question number four of hour 21. this famous singer was known as the Boop-a-Doop Girl, largely because of her work on her trademark song. What was the first and last name of this singer? Once again, question number four of hour 21. This famous singer was known as the Boop-boop-ba-doo girl. Boop-boop-ba-doop girl. Boop-boop-ba-doop. Boop-boop-ba-doop. Largely because of her work on her trademark song. What is the first and last name of this singer? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia returns on 90FM. Middle of question number four, hour number 21, trivia 2007. This famous singer was known as the Boop-boop-a-doop girl, largely because of her work on her trademark song. What is the first and last name of this singer? Thank you. That's it. Phones down in the back. Caller quits on question number 4 of Hour 21, Trivia 2007. This famous singer was known as the Boo-Boo-Padoop Girl, largely because of her work on her trademark song. What is the first and last name of this singer? Helen Kane. Helen Kane. It's time now for music question number 2. Music question number 2 is snippets of 8 songs. You should use form number 2, included in the new Trivia Times, to write the titles of the songs in the order they were played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned into the 90FM studios between 8 and 8:45 p.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musician Supply, 1101 Brulowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store with our new store at the entrance of the Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is trivia music question number 2. To question number 5 of Hour 21, Trivia 2007 Trivia returns. After the assassination of John F. Kennedy, what was the first and last name of the first person to publicly interview Robert Kennedy, and on what program was it done? Once again, question 5, Hour 21. After the assassination of John F. Kennedy, what was the first and last name of the first person to publicly interview Robert Kennedy, and on what program was it done? Good luck from all of us at Trivia Returns.
Terrific. We're in the middle of question number 5 of hour 21. After the assassination of John F. Kennedy, what was the first and what was the first and last name of the first person to publicly interview Robert F. Kennedy? And on what program was it done?
Let's lock the door. Let's throw away the key now. Down, 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 down. I can't wait to kiss you.
Oh, no.
One little minute more.
We met at a party last week, and the moment your eyes looked into mine, right then I just forgot how to speak, and the soda started tasting like wine. How I wish everyone would go home, so I could say when I got you alone.
That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. Caller quits on question number 5 of hour 21. After the assassination of John F. Kennedy, what was the first and last name of the first person to publicly interview Robert Kennedy, and on what program was it done? Jack Parr on The Tonight Show. Jack Parr on The Tonight Show. Moving on to question 6 of hour 21 trivia, 2007. This fictional sulfur-eating creature came from Venus. It came to Earth when an American spaceship crashed into the Mediterranean Sea off the island of Sicily. What is the name of this space creature? Once again, question number 6 of hour 21. This fictional sulfur-eating creature came from Venus. It came to Earth when an American spaceship crashed into the Mediterranean Sea off the island of Sicily. What is the name of this space creature?
Come home each day. Now you'll be my girl. What I want, just you to be. Not a part, just
We're in the middle of question number 6 of hour 21. This fictional sulfur-eating creature came from Venus. It came to Earth when an American spaceship crashed into the Mediterranean Sea off the island of Sicily. What is the name of this space creature? That's it. Phones down on the back. Calling or quits on question 6 of hour 21. This fictional sulfur-eating creature came from Venus. It came to Earth when an American spaceship crashed into the Mediterranean Sea off the island of Sicily. What is the name of this space creature? Emer. Moving on to question 7 of hour 21. He was nicknamed Dr. Dirt and made it all the way to the United States Tennis Open quarterfinals in one of his better performances. Later in that tournament, he was given a new nickname, Rambo, for his spirited play. What is the first and last name of this tennis pro? Once again, question 7 of hour 21. He was nicknamed Dr. Dirt and made it all the way to the United States Tennis Open quarterfinals in one of his better performances. Later in that tournament, he was given a new nickname, Rambo, for his spirited play. What is the first and last name of this tennis pro?
I could just sit around making music all day long. As long as I'm making my music, ain't gonna do nobody no harm. And who knows? Maybe I'll come up with a song to make people want to stop all the fussing and fighting long enough to sing along. I believe in music. Oh, I believe in love. And I believe in music. If you know what I mean, people who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands and stomp your feet and shake your tambourine and lift your voices to the sky. Tell me what you see. Hey, I believe in music. Oh, I
knowledge and love is the key to peace, hope, and understanding and living in harmony. So grab your brother by the hand and sing along with me and lift your voices to the sky. Tell me what you see. I believe in music.
Okay, we're in the middle of question 7 of hour 21. He was nicknamed Dr. Dirt and made it all the way to the United States Tennis Open quarterfinals in one of his better performances. Later in that tournament, he was given a new nickname, Rambo, for his spirited play. What is the first and last name of this tennis pro?
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, I won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, they made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, I want you to be my baby. Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green bean tree. And he made a little bee, and I guess you heard. Pop, and well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I guess every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, they made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there, and he put it all in a little old bar of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, I want to be my baby. Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, I want to be my baby. Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
That's it. Phones down in the back. That's it for question 7 of hour 21. He was nicknamed Dr. Dirt and made it all the way to the United States Tennis Open quarterfinals in one of his better performances. Later in that tournament, he was given a new nickname, Rambo, for his spirited play. What is the first and last name of his tennis pro? Tim Wilkeson. Tim Wilkeson. Moving on to question 8 of hour 21. What is the first and last name of the host of the 2004 TV Land Awards? Once again, question 8 of hour 21. What is the first and last name of the host of the 2004 TV Land Awards?
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed, hospitality's been there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed. behind the green door.
Question 8 of Hour 21. What is the first and last name of the host of the 2004 TV Land Awards? Phones down, calling or quits on question 8 of hour 21. What is the first and last name of the host of the 2004 TV Land Awards? Brad Garrett. Brad Garrett. Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon with 90 FM News. I'm Crazy Becky. In recent news, what can 4 years in the engineering program at Duke University get you?